reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came to be through him, and without him nothing came to be. What came to be through him was life, and this life was the light of the human race. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came to be through him, but the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, but his own people did not accept him. But to those who did accept him, he gave power to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not by natural generation, nor by human choice, nor by a person's decision, but of God. And the Word became flesh, and made his dwelling among us, and we saw his glory. The glory is of the Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. The Gospel of the Lord. Little two-year-old Alice took a couple of her storybooks from off the shelf and lined them up on the floor and promptly jumped on them. She then went back to the shelf, took a few more books, and did the same thing. Her mother watched as Alice persistently went about her task, gathering books, lining them up on the floor, and then jumping on them. Finally, she asked her daughter, "What are you doing?" Alice responded, "How come I can't step into my stories?" Clearly, her books of fairy tales and stories of lost treasures being found, of failure leading to success, of the discovery of one's own gifts and the true meaning of love and friendship, had so captured Alice's imagination that she wanted to become a part of them. Stories are like that. Writers and bards are like magicians who, in the telling of the story, can at times almost cast a spell over their readers and listeners. The weaving of the words enraptures and captivates the audience, such that through the gift of imagination, they step into the story in order to participate in the drama. It's not unusual for little children to sit attentive with eyes wide open the moment they hear, "Once upon a time." The Feast of Christmas is just such a story. The writers of the Gospels relay the birth of Jesus in detailed and creative ways, offering us a cast of characters and events that draw us into the story. Mary and Joseph and the baby Jesus, the angels and shepherds, the animals and innkeepers, and the drama of a husband and wife on an arduous journey, a backwater village with no space in the inn, and a mother about to give birth to her firstborn child. The story of Christmas has all the elements of wonder and intrigue, and as a community of faith, we gather every year to hear the telling. Once upon a time, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Do we sit with rapt attention and listen to the story? Now, there is a saying that all stories are true, and some of them actually happen. Perhaps that's the difference between the tales of children's storybooks and the story of Christmas. For those of us who call ourselves Christian know perfectly well that the Word of Christmas, the story of Christmas, is quite true and really did happen. Despite all the elements of wonder and intrigue, the true story of Christmas, the miracle really, is what we celebrate today and every day. The wonder that God has become incarnate and stepped into the storied life of humanity. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. Just as little Alice desired to step into the drama of her stories, our God in Jesus, the Word, has chosen to step into our lives as a human being, to show us who God is and who we are called to be. In entering our lives, God in Jesus shares all that it means to be human, everything that is except sin, the heartache and hope, the suffering and celebration, the desperation and delight of our lives. And in sharing our humanity, he offers us the gift of God in mercy and forgiveness, healing and strength, light and peace. But that's not even the half of it. The miracle of Christmas doesn't end with God coming to share in our humanity. This incarnate God has entered the storied life of humanity in order that we might enter the storied life of God. Every time we gather for the Eucharist, we pray that as Christ shared in our humanity, we might share in his divinity. Think of it, the wonder and the glory of this story. Sin and death are not the end, but love and life in God are the promise. Yes, the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. And we are invited and called by this Word to make our dwelling with him. Talk about a story that compels us to not only step, but to leap into its drama. If we but believed the truth of this story, we would indeed hear the cry of the angels rejoicing in the heavens as they did with the birth of Jesus. And all the ends of the earth would behold the salvation of our God. Enraptured, captivated, and newly awakened to the story of Christmas, we celebrate this day, for the Christmas story never ends. The Word continues to be birthed, and his story is told in the faithful, wonder-filled, glorious living of our lives.